call us at 438-387-4004. Carob Patties, the champions of Montreal.
This piano piece may well sound ordinary to you, until you realize that it was taught to young Chloe just last week by Janet, who's still teaching at 81. Seniors bring so much to Quebec. Let's recognize their contribution. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
CKUT 90.3 FM. It's the Homeboy Preach in the building. Rocking out, loving, living. And I mean, vibing on this lovely Tuesday in the city of Montreal. You know what I'm saying? We are in the land of the legals. All right, now you know, Moando, blaze it up.
Fancy weed in a bungalow, see?
Yeah, man, right away.
How you set up, gives me a burn.
Rastafari.
Greetings, and welcome to the second hour.
Checking for ganja, checking for weed. I heard we smoking, yes indeed.
Of the lunchtime takeover.
Checking for weed.
CKUT 90.3 FM, let's go.
And if you love cannabis, say yeah. And if you love sense in me, now say yeah.
Everybody's without take no more.
Cause when you see public reporting at the building, let me see your hands them raised to the ceiling. Blaze some fire upon your spliff, cause you need it if you feel it. Only ganja music we feel it. So me say blaze up the sense, blaze up the sense. Oh yes, you know, so we blazing the place. Blaze up the sense, blaze up the sense. Oh yes, we blazing the place.
All right.
Yo, shout out, man. Today is a blessed day, man. Today is a blessed day, man. Shout out my Raiders in the building. Shout out One Easy Mac for the raid. Shout out Spec Nation for the raid. Welcome to CKUT 90.3 FM. We are out here conducting our radio show right now while we do this simulcast, man. I appreciate you guys, family. Man, in total, we were raided with like 140 people today. Ain't that amazing? GG Boss Lady, thank you for the follow.
Public report. Checking for ganja, checking for weed.
Nation, I appreciate you guys.
Weed. Checking for ganja, checking for weed. You know we are gonna smoke until we ice and heat. A little love cannabis, say yeah. Yeah. Blaze it. A little love sense in me, now say yeah.
Everybody's without take no more.
Cause when you see public reporting at the building, let me see your hands them raised to the ceiling. Blaze some fire upon your spliff, cause you need it if you feel it. Only ganja music we feel it. So me say blaze up the sense, blaze up the sense. Oh yes, you know, say we blazing the place. Blaze up the sense, blaze up the sense. Oh yes, we blazing the place.
All right. Blaze up the chalice in the morning.
Pinky man bless,
fireman bless. Load up the chalice in the evening. Fireman bless, herbalist bless. The herb me really want a lot. The chalice from the coconut. Grains in my brain, it make me cough and on me choke a lot. Get the meditation from the herbs, so me float a lot. Anybody try to fight the weed, then I joke a lot.
Checking for ganja, checking for weed. High grade we smoking, yes indeed. Checking for ganja, checking for weed. You know we ain't gonna smoke until we ting on me rubbing on me palm. Yes, I eat, I keep me calm from the system and all of the pressure. Herbalist from me van, I hit a keep me smart from Babylon. Tricky brain power.
Alright, blaze up the chalice in the morning. Dingy man bless, fireman bless. Load up the chalice in the evening. Fireman bless, herbalist bless.
Checking for ganja, checking for weed. High grade we smoking, yes indeed. Checking for ganja, checking for weed. You know we are gonna smoke until we ice and bleed.
The highest grade me a bun. Inna the rain or inna the sun. Inna the snow tell the cutter them for bring the weight come. When me smoke me get the real vibes inna me cranium. And the herbalist me cheer for inna the stadium. Babylon and inform at the office stay dumb. If you try stop the ganja your life way down. It cure the glaucoma, it make you stay young.
It's spiritually connected to the most high.
The highest set away make the good vibe run.
It's spiritually connected to the most high.
Report the lyrics if we bring more come.
Why you think them call it ganja?
Blaze up the chalice in the morning. Dingy man bless, fireman bless. Load up the chalice in the evening. Fireman bless, herbalist bless. Blaze up the chalice in the morning. Dingy man bless, fireman bless. Load up the chalice in the evening. Fireman bless, herbalist bless.
Herbalist Blaze, man. Thank you for everybody. I appreciate you guys for being here. Spectre Nation. Everybody check out Spectre Nation, man. Alternative news and views. Much like CKUT. Much like CKUT 90.3. We love to keep it fresh out here. We love to make sure that everybody, you know what I'm saying? That everybody has a voice. You know what I mean? That everybody has a voice. You feel me? Talking about having a voice, man. We're sending our prayers around the world, man. So many things happening around the world that, you know what I mean, the news only highlights one or two sides of Wagwan, yeah? But we want to just send a big prayer to everybody out around the world. Anybody dealing with something right now, man? Anybody celebrating right now? Anybody who's looking after their loved ones right now? I want to send a big, big, big prayer to all of y'all.
Me and tell you no say God and surprise.
Cause no say we love one, yeah.
Disease and liar. Can't give up, cause you know we are trya. Still and give thanks and glad say me there. And through me and faith. And me know say God is great. Man prayer I forgot you. And this enough for Dotto. I pray. Even a prayer then.
Appreciate all of you, G Herbie.
So we face in our life, but we never know jump. The devil we don't win every fight. I pray. Even a prayer then. Fears in our life, if we never know jump. The devil without we never fight.
Give it up.
Why stress when you can pray? Your time will come one day. Just and believe in our Savior. Here with me, I send a Jamaica. Why stress when you can pray? Your time will come one day. Just and believe in our Savior.
Music from Chuck Fender.
Jamaica.
Family, how you doing? How you doing? Appreciate you guys.
I pray all day, keep them aware. And this me I say, I pray. Even a prayer day. Some things that we face in
life. CKUT 90.3 FM.
The devil will win every fight. I pray.
I'm sending a prayer out to all of my listeners. A shout out to everybody that's watching us on Twitch during this simulcast.
Never know jump. The devil will win every fight. Me I tell you no say God dance a prayer. Burn out Pharisees, disease and liar. Can't give up, cause you know we are trya. Still I give thanks and glad say me there. And through me and faith. And me know say God is great. Man prayer I forgot you. I guess you know
for the truth. I appreciate you.
I pray. Even a prayer there.
Shout out my sister Lantigone in the building.
The devil without wind.
And shout out the entire nation.
I pray.
I appreciate you guys. Welcome to the lunchtime takeover on the nation's favorite station. You're now checking out FM radio from the city of Montreal. Simulcasting live on Twitch. Derek Metcalf, thank you.
World crisis.
Music from Chuck Fender.
Europe a cry, Italy a say why, the Caribbean it try.
watch over us.
Oh Lord, in this time we need each other. Let's unite as brothers. I pray.
I want to send prayers out to everybody around the world. No matter where you're there, from here, go through it. I'm sending heart, sending soul, sending mind, I'm sending energy. I am sending love. Because remember, I love you, you know, big time. I'm loving nobody, you know. Yeah, man. Business if we can't see, you know. I don't care if I don't know what you look like. I don't business if we never had a conversation. I love you because you're human. I love you because that was my job. That's my job. We were put here to love each other, not true. We've been put here to look out for each other and to take care of this planet, man. So prayers to everybody out here, man. If you tell, man, yo, if you're watching me right now, you can see that we're cruising, you know what I mean? We are cruising between Savinson and the Grenadines and Montreal. Yeah, man, those are the two places I rep the most, you know what I'm saying? That I understand the most, I know the most, yeah? So let me cruise.
Yeah. This one goes out to my girl. Dance floor, make the cruise with the girls. Any given time, I'm ready for my girl, yeah.
Let's cruise,
ladies. Baby, let's cruise away from here.
Yeah.
Don't be confused. The way is clear. And if you want it, you got it forever.
Let's cruise.
This one goes out to my girl. Dance floor, my
okay.
Girls. Any given time, I'm ready for my girl.
Okay. Thank you for the follow.
My ladies, baby, let's cruise away from here. Don't be confused. The way is clear. And if you want it, you got it forever.
This is not a one night stand.
Chopper snap and you have up a lobster tail. Margarita in a glass, pineapple peel. Highest grades to me mates that me inhale. Hey. In a the bedroom, you know me not go feel. Beat your skin without no bruises or no wheel. You make it shake and it a read by Richter scale. Because you're not the normal or the typical female girl.
Baby, let's cruise away from.
Big up my Montreal DJs in the building. DJ Daddy Rams, how you doing?
And if you want it, you got it forever.
This is not a one-night stand.
Come and let us make some plans.
Baby, let the music take control.
Let the music take your mind, girl.
Just release and you will find.
Style me love and a blessing I come from the father above. No push, no shove, girl, get in at the groove. Taking tequila shots, you know I'm bulletproof. Sailing into your paradise cove. Behold the fire light up your cold stove. Me love a bubble for your girl.
I gotta read that one on radio, Bushmaster.
I mix with the rhythm,
baby, let's go.
see this junior. Yo, busy signal, mash up this tune. Why?
And if you want it, you got it forever. This is not a one-night stand.
Busy, busy, busy.
Baby, let the music take your mind.
Let the music take your mind.
Just release and you'll be fine.
Yes, you'll be fine, baby.
Baby, you're gonna fly away.
Busy signal. Yo, family. As I said, we're running a simulcast right now. CKUT 90.3 FM in the city of Montreal. 90.3. This is where alternative music lives. This is where black music lives. I call it the nation's favorite station. You know what I'm saying? Yes, that might be a little pretentious, but I don't business. When you come to Montreal and you experience CKUT, but you don't only have to be in Montreal to hear it. You feel me? CKUT.ca from anywhere in the world. CKUT.ca. We have a plethora of cultural content, a plethora of alternative content, a plethora of black, African, and Caribbean content that takes place right here on this station on a daily basis. You feel me? This is a multi-language station. So right after my show, you got the Voice of Korea. On Saturdays, you got Creole programming. I'm sure that we got Russian programming out here. We got Spanish programming out here. We got programming in every type of language. You feel me? You know what I mean? If you're looking for something to fill your day, French, English, all of that good stuff, CKUT 90.3 FM or CKUT.ca, from wherever you are in the world, you can experience some of the most amazing DJs in my city, including people like DJ Blaster, who is very, he's a Twitch favorite, you know what I'm saying? So if you want to vibe with us, man, you want to support us, you know, we are also a community-ran station, right? We run by alternative methods and alternative means. So we always have a funding drive going around, man. If you have it in your hearts, if you have it in your pockets, if you have it in your mind, and you want to help us keep this vibration going, don't forget, you guys can hit us up at CKUT.ca. This is our 35th year of radio service. So we got a goal of $35,000 this year. You know what I'm saying? A goal of $35,000. That ain't a lot of money. You feel me? A lot of people got bigger goals. So if you could help us get to our goal, I know we were just about halfway there. You know what I mean? Last time I checked. So if you guys could help us get to our goal, we definitely appreciate you guys for, you know what I'm saying, for helping us continue this vibration, man. As I said, I got family in the building. I got so many amazing people that came through and just showed us love right now. I just want to take a little second. I know that, you know, I know. The radio would like me to keep it as much to the job. I'm at work right now, you know what I'm saying? So I'm working. I get it, but I still want to be able to take some time, you know what I mean? Big up Waiting for RV, Patriot Peace, Lee here, my sweet honey, Best Rosenstahl, Lantigony, Gigi Boss Lady, you know what I mean? G Herbie, X Tube with Face, yeah, One Bush Master, Patriot Peace, Cast 348. I appreciate all you guys. Spectre Nation, I appreciate you. Wicked Gnarly, it's Jay, all of my mods in the building, I appreciate you guys for holding me down, helping me run a very smooth show. Milo Mist, man, you're amazing. Thank you for being here. Not your average guy, I appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? As I said, man, you know, big up everybody. Big up One Easy Mac for that initial raid. Thank you. And all the Porch fam that came through, I appreciate you. Used in Challenge, Poetry, and all of you guys, man. Derek Metcalf, everybody, man, we got a big party going down here, man. A very big party. So if you want to join the party, you know what I mean? Like Oki and everybody like that, DJ Daddy Rams and the fam, you know what I'm saying? If you want to join the party with us, man, come on through. VibeTribe.ca. It'll take you straight to the place you need to be. You know what I'm saying? Bushmaster said, he said, look, he said, hey, Does anybody realize why? You know what I mean? Has anybody ever stopped to think about why? Look, I got to pull this up on my phone. I got to pull this up on my phone because the chat is just all like, it's just shaky and wonky and all that good stuff. So let me, he says, has anyone ever stopped to think why you love music so much? The beat of the drums and the rhythm of them other instruments, because you experienced them when you were in your mama's womb. The beating of our heart and the rhythm of her heart. That is fact. You know what I'm saying? Yo, trust me, man. Right there. This is why music is so integral to us. You know, you hear this, you hear them drum beats, man. It's a heartbeat. You know what I'm saying? Drummers are the heartbeat of the music, of the vibration, of the frequency, as my sister Barry Copette is saying. Blue, how you doing? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yo, big up everybody that keeps the heart pumping, man. Big up all the musicians that keep the heart pumping. Big up everybody who's out here requesting the music. You know what I'm saying? You guys keep the music alive, yeah? It's 20 after 1 in the city of Montreal on this lovely, lovely Tuesday, April 5th. As I said, it's 10 degrees with a high of 11, low of 1. You know what I mean? So that means it's a beautiful day in the city of Montreal. That's on the Celsius side of things for all of my American brothers and sisters who are checking in, or anybody who's not in Canada that is checking in right now. You know what I'm saying? Let me see. Where do I want to start? I just got a couple things to touch upon that I was looking into, you know what I mean? I'm on a local vibe right now. Let me just deal with the local stuff. Shout out all my seniors who are listening in. Shout out anybody who got, you know what I mean, who has seniors under their care or whatever. Quebec just announced high-speed internet at $20 a month for low-income seniors, right? Eligible households are to receive a letter from the government to allow them to sign up for this new program, right? The federal government is set to announce a new phase to a program that provides high-speed internet at $20 per month to low-income families and seniors across Canada. Being connected is important to maintain professional, social, economic, and cultural networks within the digital economy. However, many low-income Canadians are still facing barriers that prevent their full participation in the economy. The website for the Connecting Families Initiative, which launched in November 28th, says that it has helped 75,000 families across the internet, as internet services providers offer cheap internet service to those who may not already be able to afford them. There are, according to the news release, 14 participating providers, including major players such as TELUS, Bell Media, and Rogers. The release says hundreds of thousands will be assisted by the program. This next phase of the program, to be announced Monday, which was yesterday, will provide people with 200 gigabytes of data usage per month at speeds of 50 megabytes per second download and 10 megabytes per second of upload. It also expands eligibility from families receiving the maximum Canadian child benefit, a tax-free payment to defray the cost of raising children, to seniors receiving the maximum guaranteed income supplement, a monthly payment to low-income seniors. The existing plan, which offers a $10 per month internet plan with somewhat slower internet and less data, remains available. The government is working towards 98% connectivity to high-speed internet by 2026 and 100% connected by 2030. Providing low-income seniors with affordable access to high-speed internet services will make a tremendous difference in their everyday lives, said Seniors Minister Kamal Khera. Eligible households, the release says, will receive a letter from the government to allow them to sign up for the program. Canada eligible household, the release says, will receive a letter from the government to allow them to sign up for the program. Canada infamously has among the highest costs for internet and cell phone plans in the world. One 2019 report found that Canadian plans offering 100 gigabytes of data average around $80 compared to around $55 in the United Kingdom and around $62 in the United States. I guess QC doesn't want the pawpaws to lag when they play Call of Duty, you know what I'm saying, or when they're playing their Lotto Q. Yeah, exactly, you feel me? Like, straight up, man. You know, I think there's something larger at play when they're trying to get everybody connected, right? I mean, this is what's happening to the internet nowadays. My internet has been tremendously throttled. I don't know about anybody else who's watching. I don't know about anybody else who's listening and stuff like that, but my internet has definitely taken a major hit, you know what I mean, a major hit over the last little while. So trying to make sure that I keep everything as stable as I possibly can. Yeah, you know, I talked to Bell. I've been talking to Bell extensively. Like, I'm almost on the phone with them every day, damn near being like, yo, y'all need to figure this out, all right? Y'all, I don't know what y'all doing, but y'all need to figure this out. Just like I'm trying to figure out my camera right now, you know what I'm saying? Just like I'm trying to figure out my cameras and all that other good stuff, right? So, you know, it has been definitely trying when you're dealing with a system like this at play, you know what I'm saying? A system who has their own thoughts and analysis of how they feel that you know, their services should be provided, you know. So if they're going to be making it cheaper, I hope they're going to be making it cheaper across the board. Shout out to seniors. But, you know, if they say that we have some of the highest costs in the world, they need to fix that. They need to fix that ASAP. ASAP stat. Okay? Yo, you know, I told you, I'm in the land of the legal, all right? I mean, shout out Canada. Shout out the Canadian policies. Shout out the fact that we've been legalized for about 4 years or so now. You know what I mean? And we're going on to that fourth year, I believe, or something like that. I got a lot of thoughts about why they decided to legalize a year before a pandemic, you know what I mean? But it is what it is, you know? Along with that legalization, I've been noticing, people need to correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like mushrooms, right? Cyanosins, whatever, okay? It seems like those got legalized as well. You feel me? I don't know. I don't know if they were ever illegal to begin with. I'm just, cause I'm not into like psychedelics like that. You know, I've never tried psychedelics like that. But if you are into mushrooms, all right, if you are into magic mushrooms, the mushrooms of a certain potent variety, all right, there's a little warning that's being passed around that is saying that some people say they've become temporarily paralyzed after eating certain magic mushrooms, an unproven risk that Oregon officials are taking seriously as the state becomes the first to legalize psilocybin. I hope I said that right. The psychedelic ingredient in magic mushrooms for therapeutic use early next year. Somebody said, I couldn't even chew. I had to scrape a chip back out of my mouth with my hand. One user her experienced so-called wood lover's paralysis and asked to withhold their identity. Bob, another regular magic mushroom user who has to omit his last name because of the illegality of mushrooms in most places, told Insider he experienced wood lover's paralysis 3 times. On one occasion, Bob was crossing the street, and without warning, his legs collapsed beneath him. I had no control over them. I couldn't even bend at the knees. I began to drag my body off the street just with my arms and the help of my friend. That's what he said. I don't know if that's how he sound, but I'm in my brain, that's what Bob sound like right now, okay? I had no control over them at all. I couldn't even bend at the knees. I began to drag my body off the street with just my arms and the help of my friend. That's what Bob said, all right? WLP isn't a scientifically proven side effect of wood-grown mushrooms, but draft rules from Oregon's psilocybin advisory board, the expert panel guiding state decisions on how psilocybin is legally rolled out, hint that even the hypothetical risk could influence what Oregonians influence what people from Oregon have access to in 2023. All right, Oregon is likely to ban almost all magic mushroom species apart from one that's considered safe to avoid the theoretical risk of WLP. A member of their advisory board said accounts of WLP were not trivial and posed some very serious concerns. These people are being paralyzed in a field overnight because they're out for a walk and they lose the ability to use their legs. A professor and research laboratory headed at the Oregon State University told The Insider, "I personally would take woodlover's paralysis pretty seriously until we know more about it." According to Dr. Simon Beck, a former psychiatry trainee who helped run a survey of 400 magic mushrooms users in Australia to characterize the experience, said there had been hundreds of reports of people saying they've been unable to control parts of their bodies hours after taking magic mushrooms that tend to grow on wood. But he cautioned that we don't know exactly how often it occurs because there's no central database to report it. We still don't think it is all that common relative to how many people are actually out there picking and eating wood-loving mushrooms, especially in North America. Not everyone who ingests a particular species or batch of mushrooms will experience WLP, though, and we don't know how or why it happens. Beck says, "It was really difficult to convince people that WLP exists. All I'd say is we've now heard very consistent reports, which all sound like a really consistent syndrome. There haven't been reports of people needing hospital treatment or dying from not being able to breathe from WLP. But I do worry that if you were consuming other respiratory depressants and then had a bad enough episode of woodlover's paralysis, that the possibility may exist." About 40% of people in Beck's survey said they experienced WLP as a temporary weakness that got worse with movement and better with rest. And about half reported altered sensation, such as numbness or pins and needles, in addition to weak muscles. Any effects were temporary, they said. Beck added, "WLP wasn't the result of being too intoxicated and feeling heavy or unable to coordinate movement. With woodlover's paralysis, it's true weakness. You can't move. You can't do anything." Beck warned that people surveyed reported accidents from WLP, such as falling off push bikes and near-miss car accidents, up to 3 days after any psychedelic effects wore off. All right. Users told insiders there wasn't much they could do when it happened apart from resting and waiting for the effects to wear off, adding that it's best to take psychedelic mushrooms in a safe place, for instance, not near a road and with a sober person present. All right, yo. They're saying, to conclude, WLP does not warrant panic or fear in my eyes, but I think that a cautious approach is sensible for a new system that's going to be looked at by the rest of the world. All right, so yo, if y'all use magic mushrooms, all right, if y'all use magic mushrooms, I'm just letting y'all know that, you know what I'm saying, there is a chance. There's a small chance, a slight chance, that you might get paralyzed. I mean, not forever paralyzed. Not like, oh, you gonna be paralyzed always. But yeah, there is a slight chance that you might. It could be fear mongering. It could be fear mongering. But it's interesting just to, you know, take it in and just to know of all the different side effects that could potentially pop up when using these types of substances. You feel me? So shout out everybody. My brother Milo is saying that, yeah, it's available at SQDC. Not the wood mushrooms, but you know what I'm saying? We can find our psilocybins and stuff at the SQDC and all that. It's interesting. It's interesting to me because I just know it's about marijuana. I don't know much more than anything than about marijuana. You know what I'm saying? I just know marijuana. That's what I know. I know weed. I know weed. Okay. So when I talks about anything, I talks about weed. But I don't know much more outside of the marijuanas and all of that other good stuff. Yeah. I wanna give you know, put fair where fair is, and I wanna give props when props is due. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to show the video, but I will tell the short story. You know what I mean? Shout out the Canadian king of hip-hop music. You know what I mean? The present-day king of hip-hop music. The one and only, yes. Do I even have to say his name? Does anybody, y'all don't know who I'm talking about when me said it? Yeah, I'm sure you know me I talk about. All right. Shout out Drizzy himself. The OVO rapper teamed up with LeBron James to surprise a family with a life-changing gift. He captured the moment in an Instagram video filmed at Toronto's Harbor 60 restaurant, which is where he shot his 2011 headlines video, right? In the video, he goes on, says a lot of memorable things happened this night, blah, 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 blah. The video then cuts to footage of Drizzy winning big on the Bitcoin gambling website where he played roulette on stake. So yeah, as you can see, I was clearly excited. He continued, anytime I get blessed like that, I always think it's a good karma that needs to be transferred, right? So basically what he did is they had a Lobos dinner party, right? And he brought LeBron James and a bunch of other basketball players down. And in the video that he posts, Drake starts to go on and says that, you know, him and James have invited a student athlete named Michael who plays basketball for the Royal Crown Academic School in Toronto, right? The teen would be accompanied by his mom, whom Drake described as one of the hardest working women, right? The video then shows Michael and his mom meeting with Drake and the Lakers star, LeBron James. After exchanging some hugs and a few kind words, Drake pulls out $100,000 in cash and hands it to Michael's mom and says, hopefully this makes your journey a little easier. Moments later, the certified lover boy artist presents Michael's coach with a pair of shoes and some cold hard cash. However, his generosity didn't end there. Drake then puts his arm around James and pledges a hefty $1 million donation to the athlete's I Promise School. You know what I'm saying? Earlier this month, Drake and Giancarlo were filmed blessing a Turks and Caicos musician with $20,000, as well as handing a $10,000 bag in cash to a fan on the island. You know? I put fair where fair is, man. You know what I mean? You know me. A lot of people are like, why are you always ragging on Drake? Why are you always ragging on Drizzy? Because I don't really buy into the celebrity of things. You know what I'm saying? I don't buy into the celebrity of things. I don't buy into a lot of celebrities. I don't really business if they're from here or not. But I will show respect where respect is due, where respect is deserved, regardless of the angle, regardless of where they got the money. I mean, as far as if it was a sponsorship deal, because when I seen the video, it seemed very commercialish. It seemed like an ad for something. You know what I'm saying? It felt like an ad for something, you know? So, you know, shout out Drizzy on that. I know he's a little miffed right now because, you know, he pulled his name from the Grammy hat. You know, Drake has one of the worst batting averages when it comes to winning Grammy awards ever. All right. The boy is like 47-4, literally. All right. He's been nominated 47 times. He's only won 4 times. And he's been a little peeved. He's been a little pissed off. He's been like, I don't like the Grammys. I don't need Grammys. I don't like Grammys. You know what I'm saying? Even though he did spend a week last week like going hard on that whole Will Smith, Chris Rock thing, man. He just been putting up IG videos one after the other, just clowning on the Fresh Prince, which is kind of funny because it's like, I kind of feel like they're one and the same, right? I almost feel like they have a relative journey, but just in reverse. You know, Will Smith did the rap thing before he went to TV. Drake did the TV thing before he did rap. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of one and the same, man. It's a pot calling the kettle black. You know what I mean? But talking about talking about exactly like my lady saying, he shouldn't even complain because of, like, most of us ain't getting no Grammy. You know what I'm saying? Most of us don't get no Grammys. So cool yourself, Bridget. Cool yourself, man. You catch a little award, man. Be happy with that. Yeah. Kanye West, even though he himself was not at the Grammys this year because they were concerned about his behavior, you feel me? They should have been concerned about other people's behavior, not his, right? Kanye just broke the record for the most Grammy wins for a hip-hop artist despite being pulled from the show over his concerning online behavior, right? So they're saying, despite not being in attendance at the 64th Grammy Awards, right, Kanye wound up still being pretty successful. After what's already been a turbulent year for the rapper, he was honored twice at Sunday night ceremony in Las Vegas, scooping awards for tracks from his 10th studio album Donda. Hurricane, his song with The Weeknd, was crowned best melodic rap performance, and he and Jay-Z also went on to win best rap song for their collaboration Jail, meaning that the two rappers are now tied for the most wins for a hip-hop artist ever with a total of 24 Grammy Awards. However, the man himself was not there to claim his record-breaking award in person, having been caught up in tons of controversy in the last couple of months. In case you missed it, on March 19th, a representative for Ye confirmed that the unannounced performance had been scrapped from the ceremony due to his concerning online behavior. The spokesperson corroborated earlier reports that Kanye had received a phone call from the recording enemy informing that he would no longer be welcome to the show. This news hardly came as a surprise to many fans, given that Kanye was facing intense criticism following a string of concerning, harassing Instagram posts shared throughout February and March, the majority which were directed towards his ex-wife and her new partner. And while the representative did not specify the exact details of the decision to pull Kanye's performance, many have speculated that the final straw was the comments directed at the Daily Show anchor who hosted the Grammys. As you likely remember, on March 16th, Kanye published a disturbing post featuring racial slurs targeted at Noah. The post, which came weeks after similar concerning behavior aimed at others, resulted in the rapper being served with a 24-hour suspension for violating blah blah blah. It wasn't initially clear why he chose to target blah blah blah, but whatever. That's why they decided to kick him out of the show. Hey, shout out Kanye for still being as creative as he is. And shout out all of them people, man. Hollywood is Hollywood. Let Hollywood Hollywood. You know what I'm saying? Let Hollywood Hollywood. I ain't got no time to be running behind Hollywood, but you know what I mean, we give flowers where flowers is due, man. You know, especially as a hip-hop artist myself, I think it's important that we highlight the accolades of hip-hop, because you know, there were 20-30 years ago, they didn't think that this culture, that this music was going to survive. They didn't think we were going to still be here to exist, you know. So anytime one of us, you know what I mean, anytime one of us puts a notch on that board, anytime we put a pin on that board, anytime we put an achievement on that board, we need to recognize those achievements. We need to celebrate those achievements so that we could remind the people in the future about said achievements. Remind them that, look, man, them things don't come easy. You know what I'm saying? We've been working for this from time. You know what I'm saying? We've been working from time. You know what I mean? So, you know, I know the whole world, as I said, is a little wrapped up in one story over any other this week or over the last week. You know, I don't even gotta like lead off and tell you what I'm talking about. You know, it's the slap heard around the world. Fresh Prince versus Pookie. Look, if anybody told me in 1994, one day, yo, preach. One day in the future, Fresh Prince is going to slap the shit out of Pookie, I would have told you, you lying. I would have said, in a movie, like, maybe. Like, is Pookie going to be a guest star on Fresh Prince one day? I don't know. I would have told you, you lying. You know what I'm saying? Stranger things have happened. You feel me? But I was going through, you know, I was online last night and I was checking out, you know, I've been checking out different angles and different ways of looking at this thing, and I found a beautiful video. You know what I mean? I found a beautiful video with some very deep insight that I want to play for you guys right now, right quick. I'm not going to play the entire video, but I would like to play the beginning of this video, which features a clip of Chris Rock's interview with Howard Stern. All right? And then I want to play another clip from this video that features a part of a conversation with Will Smith on the Red Table Talk, right? And see if we can add some very, very quick, because we got about 50 minutes in this program, very quick perspective to what's happening with this entire thing right here. All right, CKUT 90.3 FM, it's your boy Preach in the building. Check this out, man. Check this out for me right quick, man. I want you guys to take this in, all right?
I suffer from big ego, low self-esteem. And when I say big ego, it's only about telling jokes. If if it's got something to do with my work, I'm the baddest motherfucker alive. But anything else, it's like I just feel not worthy of anyone's attention, anyone's love, any accolades, it just anything.
I can't tell you that I'm any different. I don't know. I mean, I do know where it comes from. It all stems from your relationship with your parents and how you were raised.
It stems from relation with your parents. It stems from you went through this. You and I have this in common. Like, you went to a black school, I went to a white school. And you have this childhood trauma that you haven't dealt with. And you think you've dealt with it because you're on the radio and you talk about it and you made a lot of money. And I think I've dealt with it because I can write jokes about it. But I never dealt with it. That was just a horrible existence. The closest character I can relate to is Tim Robbins in The Shawshank. Every day was hell. I was a nigga, and I got fucking my ass beat, and I got physically fucked up, and sometimes some sexual shit happened, and yeah, like, I wasn't raped, but rapish.
Don't you remember the name of every kid who beat the shit out of you?
I was doing a movie a couple of years ago, and one of my bullies was working security on the movie.
Shit.
A guy who literally one day in school turned me upside down and shook the money out of my pockets. And I'm filming a scene. This is a top five. And I look and I'm like, is that B? I'll just say B. And he nodded, kind of shamed, you know, he was kind of ashamed. And I just gave him just a quick look like, hey, man, I hope you're doing well. You take care. And I kept it moving. I didn't like, get him off the set. Get him fired. It's like his sin has punished him. He could have been my friend.
Right.
You know what I mean? He could have been in the trailer with us watching The Godfather. You know what I mean? Like, the fact that he had to go through that whole day and watch me walk around and watch me, I was directing a movie, and watch me be me in all my glory, and to be so close to me, but yet so motherfucking far.
Right. You got your revenge. You know? Yeah.
I didn't have to do anything. You ever watch Bugs Bunny? Bugs Bunny.
All the time.
When did Elmer Fudd get really mad at Bugs Bunny? Not when he shot him in the face with an anvil. Not when he hit him over the head with a rock. You know when Elmer Fudd got really mad? When Bugs Bunny kissed him.
Yeah, that's true.
That's when he would lose his mind. And when somebody like does you wrong, just give him a kiss.
Wow, powerful.
You see what he just said? When somebody does you wrong, just give them a kiss. You feel me? Now, why am I playing that, right? We're talking about, you know, I'm sure that, okay, I'm not sure, but let's just say that Will did not know anything. He did not see this interview featuring Chris Rock or anything like that. You know what I mean? He did not hear this story, you know? Jada's angle has been, or Will's angle, their angle has been, well, she has alopecia. She's been speaking about this very openly. So you should have known better than to play upon something that is somewhat traumatic for her in this moment. You know, I'd have to counter that and say, well, where is the same compassion and understanding for Chris. Chris just came out. This is a pretty recent interview. All right. This is a pretty recent interview. And in this interview, you know, he is definitely being as vulnerable as he can be. You know, in our culture, especially as black men, as men, you know, vulnerability is not something that's celebrated, you know, but we need more of our brothers to open up from their pain, from their psychology, from their distress, from their trauma, and be able to openly speak about the things that have happened to them, that are happening to them, and that play out in their minds, right? Because the mind is the true battlefield. You feel me? It's if you cannot get a grasp on the thoughts of your mind, you know, somebody who lives with bipolar disorder, somebody who deals with depression, or somebody who deals with anxiety, I understand the importance of gaining a hold of your mind. You know what I'm saying? Of understanding how to govern your mind and make sure that your mind does not become your enemy, right? That your mind is used as your asset. Chris Rock has obviously figured out a way to make his mind his asset. He has definitely figured out a way to be able to get past some of the trauma that he experienced as a child, as a teenager, and everything like that. But obviously, because of how he speaks about it, you could tell that it's still very relevant for him. The fact that he was able to recognize his bully from, you know, the past and still be able to, as he said, give him a kiss, but give him a kiss being mindful of the positions that they're in right now. This is why we have to be good to everybody. This is why we have to teach our children to be good to everybody. I'm very worried. I'm very worried that there are a couple children, more than a couple children, who caught a slap over the last week just because they thought it was funny. Just because somebody who has been an ambassador to our culture, who has been an ambassador to various cultures, Will Smith, decided to conduct himself with such a decorum. And one of the things that people are not speaking about right now is Chris Rock was going up to present the award for best documentary film, which Questlove walked away with. Will Smith's pathway to his success came through hip-hop. He didn't only take away from the awards. He didn't only take away from the movie he won for. He didn't only take away from Chris Rock's moment. He took away from our culture, and I think he needs to be held accountable for that. Because it's been four decades, five decades that we've been fighting for our culture to gain a certain amount of respect and recognition. And when that time comes up, it's up to you to conduct yourself. You know what I'm saying? And that was an extremely selfish act on his behalf. But I want to play the second part of this really quickly so that we can let's shed some light and give Will Smith a slight benefit of the doubt, right? Let's check this out.
Daddy-O was one of the greatest blessings of my life and also one of my greatest sources of pain. There were two issues. First, he had a brutal temper. And second, his drinking. When he was angry or drunk, he became an idiot. He would break his own rules, subvert his own objectives, destroy his own things.
Even if you don't know chords at all, you don't know anything about...
Gotta love these little commercials. Hold on, I got you.
My mom is in many ways the total opposite of my father. Whereas Daddy-O was the boisterous, charismatic center of attention, my mom carried a quiet, reserved elegance.
Will recalls one particularly bad night when his father hit his mother so hard she spit up blood.
Each of my siblings responded differently in ways that would go on to define who we were for much of our lives. If Harry was fight, Ellen was flight, and I became a pleaser. I wanted to please and placate him because as long as Daddy-O was laughing and smiling, I believed we would be safe. My little 9-year-old brain processed Daddy-O's abusive episodes as somehow being my fault. I should have been able to keep my father satisfied. I should have been able to protect my mother.
The Pursuit of Happiness star added that he carried the guilt of doing nothing to help her in that moment for a lifetime.
My young identity congealed in my mind. an unshakable feeling that no matter what I have done, no matter how successful I've become, no matter how much money I've made or how many number one hits I've had, how many box office records I've broken, there's that subtle and silent feeling always pulsating in the back of my mind that I'm a coward, that I've failed, that I'm sorry, my mom, so sorry.
So right there, right? We're gonna leave it right there. I wanted to highlight that part of his conversation, right? There's an amazing video. I'm gonna drop it in my chat. If you guys are, you guys can follow us at follow me on Telegram. If you're on Telegram, right, look up my Vibe Tribe chat. All right, hit up that Vibe Tribe chat, man. I share a lot in that chat right there, yeah. And it's something that is a great video that sheds way more light and perspective than I could share in the next 5 minutes. You know, I think one of the things that we need to definitely keep in perspective while we make these jokes, while we live vicariously through this moment, while we use this moment to distract us from our own nonsense, from our own BS, from what's happening in our lives, because this is why, this is how we find so much entertainment in entertainment and the real lives and the day-to-day lives of entertainers, because it allows us, it distracts us from what's not happening in our lives. It distracts us from what we need to do in our lives. It distracts us from the fact that we are facing the same nonsense. You know what I'm saying? That we are dealing with people in the same manner, right? He without sin cast the first stone. I can't cast no stones. I can just observe and look at it and think about how I would have conducted myself in that moment or what I would have done. That's all I can do, and learn from that and try to keep that in memory to remind myself that if a moment like that ever comes up, remember these two people, remember the outcome of these two people, and continue to control your decorum, right? We need to speak to our youths about impulse control. That was a very impulsive act, but it was a very impulsive act that came from a place of trauma, right? Will Smith just describing his relationship with his father, with, you know, how abusive his father was, and the fact that as a little boy, he felt powerless, you know, to do anything. He felt like he was watching a man berate a woman and bring a certain amount of pain and trauma to this woman. And he felt like, I should have been able to wear that cape and save her in that moment. And I think that that is the spirit that jumped up within him in that split second, right? A lot happens in your mind in a split second. We cannot, I can't even try to assume what was happening in his mind. But I believe that a part of that trauma, a part of that energy seeped in to the building that day, seeped into his psychology, into his body, and it repeated, right? Because our minds are pretty much just playing out a loop of the things that we believe are true to be our hindrances or to be our power or to be our enemies or whatever the case is. And until we get a grasp of that loop, it just continues. It just continues to eat away at your goodness, at your greatness. You feel me? You know, Will Smith in that moment also reminded Chris Rock of that trauma. So when we say that Chris Rock didn't retaliate, right, maybe we might think, oh man, you know, man, he handled himself so well, but it might have also been a flashback to those moments of him being bullied and him being like, wait a minute, hold on, it's happening again. But this time it happened in an entire, like, in front of the whole world. So we don't know how he's been waking up and going to bed every day feeling as if he has been, he's back in this loop, back in this cycle that he did not defend himself against, that he did not do anything for, that he did not do anything to. It's easy to find the humor and to point jokes and to say, I would have done this, I would have done that. But I think if we start to like stand back now that everything has kind of settled and people are settling into the thoughts of like, hey, okay, you know what? I get it, defend your woman, but that wasn't really cool, right? There's different ways that you can be able to go about defending your woman. But I think that everybody's a loser in this situation, and everybody has healing to go through in this situation. And Jada probably said it best in her post that, yo, this is the season of healing, man. Let the healing begin. I am here for it. We all need to observe our seasons of healing. We just went through a very traumatic time. I don't care if people were just like, feel like the pandemic just came and went or whatever. That shit is traumatic. It's time that we all take a step back. It's time that we all start to observe. It's time that we heal. It's time that we take care of ourselves. Be good to ourselves. Be good to yourself, man. Love on yourself. You know what I mean? You know, link up with your community, man. Get back into favor with your family. Who cares about who voted for who? Who cares about who didn't take a vaccine or who took a vaccine? Who cares about who stand with Russia, who stand with Ukraine? Make sure you guys stand together. You see me? It's your homeboy preaching the building, man. This was another edition of the Lunchtime Takeover right here on CKUT 90.3 FM. I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. We're going to continue this vibe on Twitch. If you guys want to come through, my radio listeners, vibetribe.ca. Thank you for the strength. I appreciate you guys, man. We're here till 3 p.m. I love you guys, yeah? Look to the sky and I look on my life and I watch the time and I lie and say amen. Amen to the entire tribe.